This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Promising retribution. Horrible, horrible day for all of us here in America and elsewhere. So many people reacting to what has happened in Kabul. Last time when I was on the air, I talked about the fact that they were saying, get out, get away from the airport because there's going to be an attack. And sure enough, there was. 13 U.S. service members have died, Marines, according to the Pentagon. More than 60 Afghans were killed as well. And now it's the president who says retribution. And there are people who are squarely blaming this on President Biden and for this horrific way that this war has wound down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are in the world, you are safe and sound. And there isn't a person that I talk to, as I said, this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, who didn't immediately say they felt for those families. And that's exactly the thing that I thought of. You know, it's how many people have been affected by this. So there were a couple of blasts that happened. You know, this was flat out an attack. I mean, listen, we have to honor the people who gave their lives in the line of duty for our nation, because that's what exactly they were doing at the gates of that airport and trying to get people through. But again, it does not ease the sting of how we feel about now what has happened. 13 dead, 18, by the way, 18 other soldiers wounded, 60 Afghans, like I said, dead, and at least 140 wounded. And boy, it just takes your breath away to think about it. And thinking of retribution and getting this ISIS-K, now just add another thing to the list of why we needed a much different evacuation of Kabul and Afghanistan in general than what actually has now unfolded. And boy, the 31st, how do we get to the 31st without more disasters happening? I mean, just horrific what happened in this attack at the airport. Here are a couple of details. Like I said, we were issuing the warnings as they were coming out. That's the beauty of this show. Live. So it wasn't something from earlier in the day. It was happening, and the warnings that were out there to stay away. But how do you tell the people who are crowding the gate, get out, because there could be a suicide bomber? And of course, it was just ripe because it was all those human targets for this ISIS group to strike, and they did. So what happened is the blast came hours after there was the warning of the attack, like I said, as it was unfolding when we were talking to you last, urging people to get out of the airport. But very few people heeded that, because Afghans are desperate to escape the clutches of a horrible country that now is in chaos, with the Taliban saying one thing and doing another. And then, oh yeah, there's ISIS to worry about, too. So the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the killing on its Emakh news channel. The ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan, which of course they are much more radical even than the Taliban, and they took control, of course, as we know, the Taliban in a lightning blitz. And the Taliban aren't believed to have been involved in this. But you had, when the blast happened at the Abbey Gate, is what it's called. It's one of the gates to the airport. You had people that were waiting to try to get in to get on to flights, and you had soldiers who were helping the families. So now more American bloodshed has gone into this quicksand of the Middle East. But the president said It's not driving the U.S. out of Afghanistan earlier than scheduled because we have to finish. He did say again and again, we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down and make you pay. So the numbers grew from what originally was announced. Initially, it was 11 Marines, one Navy medic among those who died, and then ultimately ended up being 13. One of the bombers struck people standing knee-deep in wastewater under a wastewater canal under the sweltering sun, which, of course, threw bodies back into the water. And those were those who were hoping to get on flights. Instead, some of the people who were wounded were being dragged any way they could to ambulance, pretty dazed with their clothes just flooded with blood, frankly. And there were emergency facilities that were opened that were trying to work. Surgeons were working still late into the day, late into the night to try to do what they could to save the people who were wounded. So clearly there was some failure at the airport because how does the suicide bomber get so close to the gate? So there was one explosion near the airport entrance and another just a short distance away at a hotel. So the Taliban was screaming people outside the gates. So there is no indication, supposedly, that the Taliban deliberately allowed the attack to happen. Do we know this for sure? No, but these are the questions that are being asked. The U.S. has asked the Taliban commanders to tighten security around the airport's perimeter. So the people who are hoping to get out, who are being checked backwards and forwards, forget about that now. Absolutely, that's not happening because of these blasts. The blast at the Baron Hotel, you had a lot of people, including Afghans, Brits, and Americans. They were told to gather there before heading to the airport for evacuation, and obviously the ISIS group knew that, and that's one of their prime targets. And so immediately afterwards, there, of course, were people that could come in to try to, as I described it, help the people, get them on ambulances, get them to help. But there were gunshots, and there were tanks and vehicles and that kind of stuff that were targeted. So if some of the drivers hadn't maneuvered correctly, there would have been more people that would have been shot because there was a few people with AK-47s apparently that were just shooting and suspected to be part of this group. So these are some of the details that we know. We get last week the pictures of thousands of people trying to flee. I mean, the airport has just been some of the most chaotic scenes that we've seen in a very long time after a 20-year war and a Taliban takeover. So flight after flight taking off, fear rampant all over the place, and now you have these two blasts, and you have Americans dead who were serving. And the Taliban is still saying, America's self-imposed deadline at the 31st has to happen then. Evacuations have to end by then. So how much of a damper did it put on the evacuation efforts? I would say a lot. More on that story and the possible hurricane that's brewing that might smash into my friends in Louisiana and a few other people along that Gulf Coast region, a few other states. We're going to talk about that as well on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
So continuing that discussion as we motor through this first hour, I can't leave it where it was. ISIS K, some of you sent your thoughts in the mailbag. We're going to go there coming up this hour. Plus, we will lighten the load a little bit. Boy, we need it with a mic drop moment. But ISIS K, what do we know about ISIS K? Apparently a little bit of a Taliban rival. And as I said, could there be a more prime target? You hit the United States and you hit the Afghans who are fleeing at the same time. So this is a branch of the Islamic State. They're in Afghanistan, and the K is signifies a historic name for a broader region, and it's a group that was formed after a faction within the Taliban just splintered, and they pledged allegiance, you'll know this name, to Abubakar al-Baghdadi, if you remember him, the leader of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and that was their mission, was to really avenge him. And it officially, this offshoot was recognized as a terrorist organization in 2015, and they see anybody who doesn't accept their vision as an enemy. So that actually includes the Taliban a bit. It includes the Shia, it includes, the West, and they're a threat in Afghanistan because of the collapse of Afghanistan and a Taliban takeover. So you've got, like I said, the prime targets, thousands of people swarming the airport in a desperate attempt to get out of that country. And that group is active, and they're going to, I think, try to strike again. And obviously the military is aware of that too. The idea is to secure the airport. The first line of defense comes from the Taliban checkpoints. And when somebody walks up, they get through the crowd and they're a suicide bomber. How do you stop them? How do you, the potential for mass casualties is, you know, has just gone up even that much more. Supposedly, because the numbers vary, but there's about 11,000 Americans left, and, you know, are they going to get left behind? Are they going to be able to get out? And then what about the so-called kill list and the Afghans who helped Americans? You know, obviously that is a problem as well. And this ISIS-K group certainly has ties to other terrorist organizations. I mean, so they're there and they're not slurking away. They're not going back into any sort of a hole because of what just happened, because of the Americans that were killed and so many of the Afghans, and then the wounded too on top of that. Again, it's just going to get uglier, and there is a much bigger chance of another kind of penetration getting to more people and relying on the Taliban to be that first line of defense. So we're counting on terrorists, let's face it, we're counting on terrorists to stop other terrorists from getting through and killing the people that they, by the way, want to stop for the most part, and the Americans too. So this is just a complete disaster. National security-wise for the U.S., it is a disaster, and it's humiliating to the United States. I mean, if anything, again, we're in this situation, we are projecting weakness, and that emboldens terroristic groups. And boy, this is just a deadly, deadly, ugly moment, and one of the worst things that could have happened. And certainly, security threats are up. Innocent lives are on the line, and you know, these deadly attacks have left the United States numb, many of us, and I think the of course the families. And the world is numb. People are listening to this show from other parts of the world, from England. People are listening to us in Afghanistan, in Spain, in Portugal, in Brazil, in so many other parts of the world. And we welcome that. And I know they feel for us, because when I talk to them or when we get emails from other people, they feel for what's happening in Afghanistan. And they feel for the soldiers who have given so much already. All right, I got to throw this in because also there's big concern about this, and I'll hit this on the mailbag too because some of you talked to me about this. But again, we're in hurricane season, so there's hurricane watches that have been issued for the Gulf Coast states, and we're looking at, I hope you don't come in here, but Tropical Storm Ida could be the strongest storm of the season. Maximum winds of about 40, 50 miles an hour Thursday late afternoon. It was forming near Jamaica. So it's going to intensify, could be near major hurricane strength when it hits the northern Gulf Coast on Sunday, which, you know, what that's going to mean too, rain, rain, rain. So you're listening to me, my friends, in Louisiana, and you know this, I'm sure, already, but new warnings along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, including New Orleans, Mississippi, parts of the Alabama coastline, and then a little bit of that Florida border, too, the way the tracking is looking. It just looks like it's going right at the Gulf Coast. But, you know, there can be something that veers off. And that's why you watch and you watch and you watch at this point. I mean, because now we're talking about an approach to the Grand Cayman Island in the Caribbean Sea, and just tracking it and watching to see what happens when it goes over the Gulf of Mexico. What happens to that system? And a hurricane center, by the way, defines major hurricanes, because I keep using this word major, kind of starting to throw this around. That would be a Cat 3 or higher. If it is a Cat 3, let's hope not. If it was a Cat 3 or is a Cat 3, it would be 111 to 129 mile per hour winds And then if that's the case, that's devastating damage. I mean, the strength of that storm, yeah. It's like Hurricane Grace hit land on Mexico's Gulf Coast. It was a Category 3 storm. But then it changed. So it's interesting because when this is supposed to hit, it just shows you the irony. When this is supposed to hit on Sunday, it's 16 years, believe it or not, to the day that Hurricane Katrina made landfall in Louisiana and Mississippi as a Cat 3 storm. I don't have to remind you how horrific that was. 2,000 people died during Katrina, and damage was like whatever it was, $125 billion. And 80% of New Orleans was underwater, my friends. Oof, a terrible, terrible time. But this is one that if you looked at it now, it looks rough, but that can change. If it's a Cat 3, then, you know, we're looking at a massive damage, and we'll know as it approaches on the, you know, the size of the cone is what they call it on the track. We'll know as it approaches on Sunday afternoon. It's supposed to hit about 2 o'clock, 2:30-ish. And then we'll have a better idea of again, what that turns into. You know, that's the hurricane game. Waiting, waiting, waiting. But at least there's enough time to get ready for the possibilities. I'll tell you what, there hasn't been a lot of possibilities in some cases when it comes to what's happened in California with these fires. I talked to someone today in San Francisco, and they said, you know, it's hot. You know, it's hazy. You know, it's awful because of the wildfires around us. And this massive wildfire is growing closer to Lake Tahoe. And they've had, again, more evacuation warnings in what they call the Tahoe Basin. And this is the Caldor Fire. It's about 213 square miles, and it's destroyed several towns. It's only 12% contained right now. And, of course, Lake Tahoe is a famous spot, a popular vacation spot. It's, you see, it's kind of emerald blue waters, and it's got stunning landscapes in the Sierra Nevada, and people in California certainly go there, and around the country go to Tahoe. I used to live in California. I've been there many, many, many times. It is breathtakingly beautiful, and it's getting destroyed. And then you think of the firefighters, almost 3,000 firefighters, 21 helicopters, 245 engines, all the bulldozers. I mean, that's what it takes. This is what it takes. And everybody on those lines, they just want to get that number higher, the containment number. And this Caldor Fire is about 15 miles southwest of the lake. So it jumps the lake, and it gets that much worse. It is knocking on the door of Lake Tahoe. Knocking on the door. We're headed to the mailroom next.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is mourning the loss of the 13 service members who were killed in a bomb attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The lives we lost today were lives given in the service of liberty, the service of security, and the service of others. in the service of America.
He said to those who carried out the attack, "We will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will make you pay." U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. said the mission will continue.
Despite this attack, we are continuing the mission.
He said they are coordinating. He said they are coordinating with the Taliban.
They have a practical reason for wanting us to get out of here by the 31st of August. And that's they want to reclaim. They want to reclaim the airfield. We want to get out by that day, too, if it's going to be possible to do so. So we share a common purpose.
This is USA Radio News. As tens of thousands of Afghans flee the Taliban in terror, a few families rejoiced as they marked a very special event in their lives. USA's John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach, and as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Everybody who threw in their 2 cents, sending me emails, a lot of them in the last couple of days. Hey, to KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. You can send me your thoughts. Kenny, listening to us in New Orleans, had this to say. Kate, I could talk about yet another hurricane and warnings, but, you know, that's just norm around here, girl. The suicide bombings, just outrageous, tearing through the airport and the hotel. Of course, we knew that was possible. I heard you talking about it the other night, that there was the warnings, get out of the way. Those people were clinging to getting to a better life. They were not going to clear away, which meant the soldiers had no clear scenario. They had to be there at the gates, which also means that the Taliban let them through. I think the Taliban should not be off the hook for the way they handled the suicide bombing at the airport, and I think there's danger for more of this to happen. But it is a free-for-all, and my heart really goes out to those parents. I served 2 tours in Afghanistan in the early days, and I know what that's like. I lost a few buddies, and I think these were lives. They were so brave, but did this have to happen? And the answer is no. We should have evacuated in a much, much different way. Well, I concur with you. Thank you for your service. I said this. You know, that to have those Marines be killed during this is that they, you know, they're at that Abbey gate. Those explosions, that explosion went off. It was a coordinated attack, obviously. Suicide bomber. And then you had the other service members that were injured. So a lot of casualties. When it first happened, I was doing something and it popped up and immediately I said, oh my gosh, you know, there were, and it was very vague. There were some soldiers that were killed, and of course it was even much worse than I thought. So, you know, you look at what the Pentagon is saying, a number of U.S. service members were killed, a number of others are being treated for wounds. We know that they fell victim to this heinous attack. I mean, and this airlift is continuing. I was just looking at a map of the former Green Zone where the U.S. Embassy is, the Presidential Palace was, and then looking at the Hamid Karzai International Airport and this Abbey Gate and then the East Gate and the Baron Hotel. And looking at this map of Afghanistan, easy targets. A suicide bomber, hey, they're going. They don't care. That's the whole idea, and we know this already. So the attacks caused the first U.S. troops' deaths, by the way, since February of 2020. Wow. All right, he wasn't the only one that wanted to throw in their two cents about that. Carl says, Kate, I am just disgusted with the State Department, with the president, with everyone involved in this situation in Afghanistan. There had to be a much better way to do this. Yes, of course they knew we were going to draw down that. I don't know that you could necessarily have hid that, but I think there was a much better way to have done this. And unfortunately, now our soldiers are more exposed than ever. If you think of the handful of days that are left to evacuate Americans and others who helped us, I don't hold out much hope for some of those very, very desperate people to get out of there and are clinging to the idea of freedom and the fact that, you know, we had 13 troops killed. What a nightmare. And, you know, the president can claim, you know, they're not going to rest. They're going to find who it is. They better be on that right now. They better be all over that because you have a lot of people who served who are just furious as to the events that have unfolded. And now more blood has been shed, and it's blood that, as far as I'm concerned, did not need to spill at the hands of a suicide bomber. Well, it's all going to be about in these next couple of days trying to secure that area. And it's almost laughable to think about it because if someone is determined enough, do you, you know, let me ask you that question. Do you think they get through? Do you think the Taliban has got a great way of stopping a fringe terrorist group that didn't agree with them? It was really initially people that were part of the Taliban that broke off. Yeah, I'm thinking it's obviously an even more dangerous situation. I mean, yeah, what can I say? They're not gonna abandon posts. They're not being told just leave. Let's leave. So we're get all the soldiers on the planes. We're done. No, it's get every American out, get every Afghan you can out, and then what happens when we get to, you know, the 31st? All right, there's so many of you that sent emails about this. We could go on and on. And most of you furious with Biden, think it's useless what he's done, which is why he's tanking in the latest approval ratings. I mean, this is all over him. And Democrats are also all over him about this. So it's not just Republicans, you know, it's not. Okay, so let's move on to something else. How about this one? This one is from Hal. And Hal says, Kate, you know, when we watched what was happening in Miami, you said something about other parts of the country where buildings were sinking and what was next. Well, I happened to see a story, and you might have mentioned something about San Francisco, but they have a luxury high rise that was sinking and tilting even, and engineers are frantically trying to save a big historic building in a way because it's so tall in San Francisco. I would think that now more people that live in towers, especially anywhere near water on shorelines, may take a second look at how safe are the properties and the building that they're in and the property that they're on. Yeah, thanks for pointing out San Francisco. You're right. There was a big story about it cost $100 million to stop it from tilting even, and that engineers are trying to figure out why the building has sunk, you know, keeps sinking, even though they repaired it, that they had more sinkage. So now think about what you would pay to be in a luxury high-rise in San Francisco. 58-story tower, 419 apartments. And when they opened this building up in 2009, I mean, people were tripping all over themselves to get in it. Even the Giants outfielder Hunter Pence lives there. The another resident, San Francisco 49er, Hall of Fame legend Joe Montana, same thing. But you know what? The building has sunk 16 inches into that soft soil and the landfill of the financial district, San Francisco's financial district, and now leaning. So especially with this becoming pretty common, and there's piles, I guess, that have foundation report, I would think that they may be losing a few tenants. Hello, realtor. I've got a great, great, great condo here in this high rise. Can you help me sell it? In this Millennium Tower. And I think because of Surfside in Miami, the comparisons, you're right. You start looking at that and you start thinking, ooh, yeah, maybe I need to figure out a way to, not figure out, I need to just put this on the market and get out of here. And that could be what you see with more people in some of these buildings on any of the coastlines. I mean, definitely. All right, here's one from Jake. Kate, thanks for spoiling the party. I had plans to go to Hawaii in October. I heard you talking about the governor. I heard you talking about the mayor in Maui and some other places. The fact that it's pretty much going to be strict restrictions, and they're not saying you can't come to Hawaii, but it's not going to be the Hawaii that you think it is, with luaus and party boats and all the fun things that I was going to do with a couple of buddies at a bachelor party that they've been planning for a long time. I almost think that we should put it on hold. What do you think? Well, if your party's coming up soon and you can put it on hold, yeah. It's not going to be, I mean, it could be a nightmarish fall for Hawaii. It's looking like that. So because they don't have ICU beds, that was the warning. Because what if you come here and you have some sort of accident? We have no space for you. What does that mean? How do you get other, what do? Heart attack patients, stroke patients, you know, whatever. And this is a huge step backwards for Hawaii because they were looking good. And it looked like they had eradicated COVID on the island earlier in the year. So the vaccination status is pretty high, actually. And with the cases, though, shooting up with the Delta variant, I would say, so my answer to your question is, if it's coming up soon and you say you can postpone it, yeah. I mean, I would, if it's any time in the near future, I would postpone it depending on what you were going to do, which it sounds like you are planning on doing a lot of fun partying, cool things that you would do in Hawaii under normal circumstances. So if you can't, and you can postpone by a couple of months, but back into, you know, 2022, do it. I mean, that's what I would say. But you'd have to look at it. In that case, you're talking about a lot of different people's schedules. So that's a little bit different, right? I mean, it's not just you and, you know, your wife, girlfriend, etc. It's more people that are coming to that party. We'll have to find out how that all turned out. Yeah. Now, maybe later in the fall it would be okay, but I think early is where you're pretty much stuck. I mean, we're almost in September now. Once again, I'll remind you, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Talked sadly about the thing that's breaking our hearts, watching what's going on in the chaos in Afghanistan at the airport, you know, praying the soldiers that are there get through and get on because they want to help the people. You know, you see the wonderful photos of grabbing children, lifting them up out of this terrible water that they're sinking in around the airport, and then the SOBs of ISIS decide, yeah, human targets, we like that. And then they know they can hit the U.S., and then they can hit the Afghan people trying to get out of there at the same time. No regard for human life, none whatsoever. But that's a story that we know and we've watched for far, far, far too long. So, you want some good news? Yeah, you want some good news. I can see the response. I have these special glasses that I have that I got from the mothership. I got to thank Ted for those, where I can just see. I mean, this is what makes this show so amazing, is that I can actually see people listening to the show all over the country and all over the place. And I can see that some of you are saying, yes, give us some good news. So let's tell you about this. To me, this is truly a mic drop moment because you can all take advantage of it free. You know, when they say there's no free lunches, well, I can give you something that's free. If you have a national park near you or you can go to one, the National Park Service is going to offer free admission to you at all 423 of its sites. So you knew that, right? We have 423 national parks, which I think is tremendous. And so what does that mean? National parks, national monuments, national recreation areas, national seashores, national battlefields, all of those places. And what has happened is there's these free entrance days. And here's what we have left, because some of them have already happened, so you already missed out on those, but you still have two more chances. On September 25th, it's the National Public Lands Day, so you could get into a park free then. And, of course, when we honor our veterans, November 11th is another day where you can visit those national monuments or parks or, you know, whatever, and you get to go in. Get to go in for free. And there are some amazing places to go. I mean, obviously, you know, think of, you know, Grand Canyon, for example. There's an example of one of the parks, one of the national parks. I mean, they're beautiful. There's Black Canyon in Colorado. That's another one. The Great Smoky, you know, the Great Smoky Park. That sounds funny saying that, the Great Smoky Park, but you get in, right? You get in for free. There are so many others. There's probably so many places you don't even know that are available to you. I mean, I think most people know of Zion. That's one place. Arizona, Utah, Bryce Canyon. I mean, that's the Grand Staircases there. That's a great place to go. There's the Basin National Park in Nevada. People always talk about what's in Nevada. Well, that's one of them. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. So if you are in Hawaii, now there's a place that you can go if you get there in the right time when it's still open. There's a place where you could go and see something amazing. I've been there. San Andreas Fault at Joshua Tree is pretty cool. That would be one place. It's the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee and North Carolina. Amazing. Badlands National Park in South Dakota. There is the Carlsbad Caverns National Park. I've been there in New Mexico. Mind-blowing. There is also, you can go to Voyageurs National Park in Minnesota. Yeah, in Minnesota. Because you've got a chain of volcanoes that erupted 2 to 3 billion years ago, and now you've got lakes and forest there. And it's a pretty cool place from what I'm told, because I've never been there to see. So that's just a few of them. I mean, look, there's 23 spots. So, yeah, you don't have to pay for it. You gotta love that. So I'm saying that's sort of a mic drop. Because it's free. There's no catch to it. You're just celebrating. The other thing is, you know, Disney, they're the masters of coming up with ways to manipulate us with marketing. And now at Disney, there is a magic key pass. What is a magic key pass? So what it is, it's a four-tier admissions program they have, right? And it's got all kinds of benefits, discounts, dining, parking, buying stuff in the stores. And the magic key, you ready for this? The passes range in price from $399 to $1,399. Wow. Yeah, that would, so you could just go again and again and again and again and again. But the magic key, if you get it, you would avoid hours long waits, all that kind of stuff. It's like the annual pass. So that's, you know, what it is. There is actually also a dream key. But I'm not even going to tell you how much that costs. Because that's a heart attack waiting to happen. That's not a mic drop moment. But, you know, if you get a magic key, you get into the park first and you get all those great benefits. But I wonder how much, you know, now with the surge and, oh, could there be more problems? Will people back off of that kind of stuff? Getting a key where they, especially obviously if you lived in Florida or if you lived in California. But ultimately, I started with free, then we went higher and talking about Disney. ultimately, I saved the best, really, for last, and it's this. This is the mic drop to me. I told you about the fact that now we have another Matrix coming, right? The Matrix 4, basically. What about Top Gun? So Top Gun is back. You know that, right? Top Gun Maverick. If you have not seen the first Top Gun, you have to watch the first Top Gun, but I think a lot of people have seen that. So it's called Top Gun Maverick, and it's coming out November 22nd. And if you remember, there's the classic song Danger Zone, which became the soundtrack to the big 1986 summer hit of Top Gun when Tom Cruise was 10, basically. And now this is the follow-up all these years later, right? And some of the same people are in this one this time around. And the trailer actually looks pretty decent. You know, Cruise is assigned as a leader to the elite fighting training as a favor from an old friend and da-da-da-da-da. And it's got some pretty interesting moments. It looks like, to me anyway, and I bet it's going to be a big hit. I would say The Matrix and I would say Top Gun Maverick are going to be pretty huge. So, to me, mic drop that we didn't forget about Top Gun. Yeah. The 80s are alive and well in the world that we live in. Let's go back to the 80s, right? So if you have no recollection whatsoever of the 80s, this will take you back. And I bet you, I'm just thinking, there's going to be maybe a few flashbacks. So if you haven't seen Top Gun, you need to see it, and then you're going to want to see Top Gun Maverick. I know a lot of people, a lot of guys especially that I know, wanted to become pilots after they saw Top Gun. They wanted to go to the Naval Academy, and they wanted to be the Top Gun, which is so hard to do, to be one of those elite fighter pilots. But it was a very, very, very good movie that's just, you know, held up over the years, very 80s, but now it's the remake. It's the remake, sort of. It's the Where Are They Now? It's the Where Are They Now? That's the best way to say it. Yeah, that's what I think. Absolutely. And if that's not enough, on your way to go to the movies, Starbucks will set you up with the Pumpkin Spice 2021. It might set you back a few dollars, but it's supposed to be very, very good. And it's returning early, so that's exciting. You don't have to wait for October for this new latte. I might even have to try it. Gotta get the Hubs to buy it, though. That might be a date night thing. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it count.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.